from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The city of Baltimore says the container ship that destroyed the Francis Scott Key Bridge should never have left port. ABC's Luke Barr with the story.
The Dolly set sail despite its unseaworthy conditions, according to a Monday night court filing by the city of Baltimore. In the court document, the city argues that the ship's parent company should be held liable for crashing into the Key Bridge. The company has argued their financial liability should be limited. Luke Barr, ABC News, Washington.
A judge in Nogales, Arizona, declared a mistrial in the case of rancher George Allen Kelly, who shot and killed a Mexican man on his property near the border with Mexico. Jurors deliberated more than two full days before announcing they could not reach a unanimous verdict. Unclear if prosecutors will try Kelly again. Donald Trump's hush money trial underway in New York City. Trump accused of phonying up business records to quash negative stories about him during his 2016 presidential campaign.
Todd Blanche, his attorney, said to the jury, you know, he's not just the former president. He's not just the man that you've seen on TV with The Apprentice. And what Todd said was he's a man, he is a husband, and he is a father. And it was a really striking line that I think was going to be tried to use to counter some of these really salacious, these really raunchy details.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. Judgment plaintiffs in a federal lawsuit against a major railroad over the asbestos exposure deaths of two Montana residents.
4 years, BNSF Railway hauled vermiculite from a nearby mine to the rail yard in Libby, Montana. But the company says it was unaware the material was filled with microscopic asbestos fibers. Thousands of residents got sick and nearly 700 people died. On Monday, a federal jury ordered BNSF to pay $4 million each to the estates of two residents who died in 2020.
ABC's Daria Albinger. The jury did not impose punitive damages, finding BNSF did not act intentionally or with indifference. You're listening to ABC News. Unclear if he knew who was living there, but the would-be burglar broke into the official residence of the mayor of Los Angeles.
The LAPD saying the suspect smashed through a glass door. The mayor's office telling ABC the mayor and other family members were inside when it happened. The LA Times reporting she hid in a safe room as the suspect made it to the second floor. Officers arresting 29-year-old Ephraim Matthew Hunter, booking him on a felony burglary charge.
ABC's Trevor Ault. In Southern California, work has begun on a high-speed rail line.
Let's go build that railroad.
Hammering in ceremonial railroad stakes, political, union, and business leaders from both Nevada and California kicked off construction of what's designed to be the first true high-speed rail in the U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
This train will move people at 186 miles an hour between Southern California and Las Vegas in just over 2 hours.
It'll run along a notoriously clogged highway between L.A. and Las Vegas, set to debut before the 2028 LA Olympics. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Madonna's penchant for starting shows late has produced yet another lawsuit against the superstar.
Concertgoers in D.C. have filed a class action lawsuit saying Madonna's shows there in December started 2 hours late, it was uncomfortably hot in the arena, and she lip-synced her song, all making for an unpleasant experience, and they want compensation. This follows a similar suit by the same lawyers in New York. Her lawyers are trying to get the original suit thrown out.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.